Dun 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 dun. Oh, good morning. Is it good morning, though? Or am I doing this at 3:05 in the afternoon because I had a busy day today? Or is it 6:30 in the morning on Tuesday, the 26th of March? This is obviously the Is It News section that I think, certainly me and my wife and Toby and maybe three other people listen to. So that's good. So welcome. Oh, that's my hydro water bottle thing just telling me that the hydrogen has, infused into the water, I guess is what you'd call it. Right. What am I talking about? Oh, yes. Yeah, well, there might only be three people listening to this. But as we all know, this is just me putting out two extra bits of content a week to complement our really exciting episodes and our bonus shiz section. So anyway, I've got two papers today. You can guess what they are. The Sydney Morning Herald and the Australian. I did toy with getting the Daily Telegraph, and I sort of nosed through it a little bit, and I just thought, I can't be bothered because it just looks like nonsense. So as we know, it's really the news, just sort of the same news in two different newspapers. And I always start with the Sydney Morning Herald. I don't know why. That's what I've always started with. And I'm going to continue to start on it. If you don't like it, then do your own news show and start with the Australian. So anyway, right. What have we got today? Here we go. On the front page are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's five headings. And the biggest heading in the largest font says Premier's revolt at changes to NDIS. It's quite close to my heart, this, because my child is on the NDIS. And if you're listening to, if one of the three of you is listening from the UK, no, I bet there's a thousand. There might be thousands of people listening. I'm only jesting. Because I don't want Toby to be disappointed. Don't be disappointed with me, Toby, that I'm pretending that there might only be three people listening. I'm just saying it for comedic effect. We know from looking at the statistics that there's multiples of thousands of people listening to this. but my son is on the NDIS, severely autistic, non-verbal, still in nappies at 17. So we're very grateful that we're able to get some support on the NDIS. So this is close to my heart. State premiers are seeking urgent changes to a federal bill to overhaul the National Disability Insurance Scheme. That's obviously what the NDIS stands for, if you're not from Australia. The National Disability Insurance Scheme, amid growing fears it will leave them with an uncosted financial exposure to offset the soaring cost of the $42 billion program. Now, there are thousands of people on this NDIS scheme and thousands more getting signed up, especially kids. There's a lot of kids being diagnosed on the autism spectrum that need assistance. I think the crazy thing is, and it probably feels a bit, I feel a bit bad this, you know, I look at my child and I think severe disability, and then I look at some people on the spectrum and I think, oh, I don't even see that as a disability. That's just being a little bit weird. Anyways, the push comes after the premiers convened a sudden meeting yesterday to present a united case to Canberra to rethink the controversial proposal to set up a new disability system in the states and territories for children and others who may not need to join the NDIS. With the new disability plan to be put to the federal parliament within days, the premiers want Government Services Minister Bill Shorten to amend or delay the draft law so all sides can be consulted on the full impact on an estimated 2.5 million Australians. I don't even really know what that is. So there's an alternative system that's going to be set up that runs in parallel with the NDIS, is there? There's no mention of what that system is. If I can't get to the bottom of what something actually is, so there's a secret urgent case to a federal bid to overhaul the National Disability Scheme amid growing fears that will leave them with an under. The push comes after the Premier's convened a sudden meeting yesterday to present a united case to Canberra to rethink the controversial proposal to set up a new disability system in the states and territories. What controversial new thing? Don't just put those words in if you're a newspaper. We've been reading the newspapers every other day now for the last however long, and no one has mentioned anything about an alternative thing to the NDIS, unless I've totally misinterpreted that. TV figure on front foot. In a bizarre 2-minute press conference from former Seven producer Taylor Auerbach. Oh. In a bizarre 2-minute press conference, former Seven producer Taylor Auerbach has taken a swipe at Bruce Lerman over the murky circumstances leading to the infamous TV interview. Boring. PM slips in ratings as Greens prosper. Voters have trimmed support for Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's personal performance over the past month, highlighting a challenge for Labour in regaining lost ground on key measures such as trust, vision and leadership. I get hit with this overwhelming lethargy when I read this. I was feeling quite upbeat actually before I started, quite energised. Oh, I thought, oh yeah, I've got a lot of energy, I'm not going to feel sleepy. I've got to the second, third heading and immediately I just want to fucking smash my face on the table here. Opposition leader Peter Dutton's net performance rating rose slightly from minus 11% to minus 9%, but core support for the coalition slipped. The shift cut Albanese's net performance rating from minus 6% to minus 11% as voters drifted from Labour and increased support for the Greens. Riveting. ATO rejects 1 in 4 calls to fudge wait times. Basically, it's talking about the ATO that is kind of fudging wait times because it sort of accepts calls and then hangs up on people to kind of make out that it answers its calls, you know, on average in a certain length of time, but it just answers some and hangs up straight away. It's really annoying, isn't it? That's happened to me, and you think, oh, it's just a fault with it. No, it's being done on purpose. Two detainees released before cases go to court. Two men who argued they should be freed from immigration detention because they are owed protection have been released before their challenges were heard in court, fueling accusations the government is sidestepping cases that risk the mass release of detainees. The men, a Somali and an Iranian, had their visas revoked over their violent criminal pasts. They were released into the community after lodging federal court action against their continued custody. The Office of Immigration Minister Andrew Giles declined to comment. A fresh High Court challenge next month will examine whether people who don't cooperate with efforts to remove them from the country can continue to be lawfully held. ATO rejects 1 in 4 calls to fudge wait times. Turn the page, there's another two columns. Not interested. Herald Rising Stars Press Gallery gong. Something about some political correspondent getting an award. Not interested. Something about two twin brothers, one of them gay, one of them not gay. And it said that they both went to a private, religious private school, obviously a Christian school. And one of the brothers, the gay brother, was excellent at school and they were talking about being made a prefect, and then he sort of confided in a teacher and said that he was having difficulties with his sexuality, and it turned out he was gay, and then they basically said, right, we can't have a gay prefect in our school that's religious. And so, well, if you're Christian, it always makes me laugh, this, how there was a big doom and gloom conversation. Hang on. They basically said, look, James, we think this is good that you had the integrity to bring it up before it became an issue. Later, we're not going to be allowing you to be a prefect, he recalled. There was a big doom and gloom conversation about AIDS, the consequences of accepting a gay lifestyle, how this wasn't the will of God. They also said they'd call my parents in and talk to them. Under no circumstances could I talk about my sexuality openly. If I did, there would be disciplinary action taken, including expulsion, because you're breaking the contract you signed in year 7 saying you would uphold Christian values. So then I caught the bus home. I was terrified the whole trip that mum and dad were going to know I'm gay. Right, that's terrible, isn't it? Uphold Christian values. Well, Christian values, not Old Testament values, the Old Testament God of Judaism, who said that, you know, along with not eating prawns, you also shouldn't lay with a man, you know, in Leviticus, whatever. But don't start saying it's to uphold Christian values, because Christian values are those of the man that was called Jesus. And Jesus would have said, I don't care what you are, as long as you are a good person, you're loving and kind to your neighbour, right? That's what a Christian value is. And if there's a school that is not teaching preaching tolerance and inclusion, then basically they can go fuck themselves, which I think I may have seen Jesus had made that same quote at some point, I believe. Sydney Live Music back in the groove. Not interested. XM producer Auerbach swipe at Lerman. Former 7 producer Taylor Auerbach has taken a swipe at ex-political staffer Bruce Lerman over the murky circumstances leading to an infamous 2023 television interview. In a bizarre 2-minute press conference, Auerbach also complained that he had featured in numerous stories about the controversial appointment of his former colleague and one-time close friend Steve Jackson, who the fuck's Steve Jackson, to run media affairs for New South Wales Police, and its embattled Commissioner Karen Webb. Oh, Karen Webb, the Commissioner. Oh, it's exciting. Oh, what else has happened? Oh, I must know. I must know what's happened. With a stained shirt and shaking hands, Auerbach called the media to a park just hundreds of metres from his Harbourside apartment in Elizabeth Bay yesterday. He'd been an investigations producer at Sky News Australia until Friday, when he was dismissed by the News Corp owned broadcaster. However, reports at the weekend suggested he'd also lost his job at 7 over an expense scandal at the investigations programme Spotlight, which he left in August last year. Jackson also worked at Spotlight before his poaching last week as the executive director of public affairs for New South Wales Police. Jackson has been the subject of intense media scrutiny since he was handed the job, with questions emerging over his suitability for the role. But the subplot of the saga has been the bitter public falling out between Jackson and Auerbach. It has been. I mean, that saga has been... I've been up all night with my wife. Oh, have you heard about Jackson and Auerbach? Oh, that's just amazing. The public falling out is incredible. Anyway, the pair were once close but have fallen out over their time at Spotlight, and in particular, circumstances surrounding the programme's controversial 2023 interview with Lerman, whose criminal trial for the alleged rape of Brittany Higgins had earlier collapsed due to jury misconduct. Lerman has always denied wrongdoing. At yesterday's press... Oh, fuck off! It's so boring! Nobody's interested in it! Oh, I got so cross there, I hit the stop button by accident. But now I've calmed myself. Right. Media aid hire could be reversed. New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb says she is not yet committed to appoint former Seven producer Steve Jackson. Couldn't give a flying cunt flap. Alarm at unknown cancer sources. Oh, Connor Grace's cancer diagnosis opened up more questions than it answered. After seeking medical help for unexplained back pain in 2018, doctors told the then 31-year-old that she had cancer, but they did not know what type. It was overwhelming and scary, said Grace, whose pain was caused by a tumour that had spread from elsewhere in her body. When you don't have answers, you don't know what to do. Doctors don't know how to treat it. Grace is among an estimated 2,600 Australians diagnosed with a cancer of unknown primary, CUP, every year. The term is used to describe a cancer that has spread from an unknown starting point. This type of cancer has a high mortality rate. Most patients have an average life expectancy of 1 year after diagnosis, making it the sixth most common cause of cancer-related deaths. Why do, as my wife has said, why do doctors tell you, oh, you've only got 4 months to live or 6 months to live or a year to live? It's like, don't tell them that. That's ridiculous. I'm stopping reading that thing about the cancer. It's a bit depressing, isn't it? Let's be honest. Just make a decision that cancer is not going to affect you. You're not going to be affected by the issue of cancer in your family. Just sort of believe that, and the manifesting of your own reality will happen. Breed childcare catch 22 that keeps mothers from working. Basically, story about a mother that wants to go to work to be able to contribute some money, but the childcare costs sort of cancel out any money she's earned. It's not a story. Not interested. Another six fucking columns about Anthony Albanese's approval rating. Could not care any less about that. Premier's rail against speed and scale of NDR's proposal. Covered that. Two released before cases go to court. That's about the Iranian and the Somali man. Covered that. Well, I covered it in a really fucking brief way, which is all it needed. Then there's an article about a guy called Bruce Pascoe. Pascoe issues a call to country. I'm not even going to bother reading it, but Bruce Pascoe is an author that wrote a book called Dark Emu in 2014. Looks quite a... It might be a nice book to read. Dark Emu was a bestseller, but it also sparked a backlash, including from critics who questioned not only his arguments. Anyway, that's pointless me reading that out. What's next? Police pull body of man from harbour. Now, a man who was at Bungalow 8 in Sydney, apparently he's been pulled out of Sydney Harbour. Body was pulled out at Barangaroo. So I would imagine, it's just a guess, man got drunk, fell in water, died. That's my guess. And that's why I think going out and getting heavily drunk is a stupid idea. But anyway, lots of people like doing it. I don't think anything good comes out of getting really drunk. I mean, there's, I can see lots of good that comes out of doing other things. You can get really stoned, for instance, and make a nice sandwich with a combination of ingredients that you've never thought of before. And then you could go and watch maybe back-to-back 8 episodes of your favourite television show. Now that, I don't think anything is going to come to harm. You're not going to come to any harm other than maybe you may put on an extra 7 kilos. So I would always think that's better than getting drunk. Or you could do some MDMA powder once in a while. Just sort of enjoy an interesting evening. Right, vax mandates lifted from New South Wales health workers. Oh, yeah, Max. Sorry, let me start again. I just drifted off there thinking about MDMA powder, the heady days of illicit drug taking. Vax mandates lifted for New South Wales health workers. Health workers in New South Wales will no longer be required to be vaccinated against COVID-19 under a state government plan to phase out vaccine mandates in coming weeks. New South Wales Health Minister Ryan Park said yesterday the government would speak to the workforce about removing the mandates enforced during the vaccine rollout in August 2021. We know COVID is still around, but we've got to get back on with life, he told Sydney radio station 2GB. The best thing every one of us can do at the moment is just keep up to date with our vaccination schedule. Or you could just shove your vaccine up your fucking ringer. Isn't it funny that I reckon that everyone, all three of us listening to this podcast, no, there's thousands, all the several thousands listening to this small segment, I'm fairly sure none of you got vaccinated. That's my guess. For some reason, I think it's my guess. Or maybe I'm wrong. Send me a text message. No, don't send me a text. You don't have my phone number. That'd be weird. Send me a... give me a Twitter on the old tweets thing, on the old X business. Send me a... now I'm going to say here, because I'm just rambling now. Shout out to, just fucking wait a minute and I'll tell you who the shout out's going to. The shout out is going to, and I'll tell you why there's a hold up, because I'm looking for the name. A shout out to, oh God, I can't see him. Oh no. Oh, that's because he made a comment on Podomatic. Hang on. Don't go anywhere. Do not go anywhere. Shout out to Harrison Markarian, yeah boy, for actually sending me some fucking comments I can't reply to on Podomatic, but I do appreciate you making contact, so that's really nice. Two swans allegedly caught with cocaine. That's not two birds, that's two AFL players. AFLW players, does that mean they're ladies? Does that mean they're ladies? Well, are they ladies? Oh, I'm confused. Two AFLW players were allegedly caught with an illicit substance understood to be cocaine last night. Were charged by police. Yeah, see, there's no mention of ladies, but it's clearly ladies. Yeah. Oh, two humans do cocaine. Shock horror. Russell found not guilty of punching man at pool party. Some bloke's not been found not guilty of punching another bloke at a party. Not interested. Couldn't be less interested. Oh, were you drunk by any chance? Oh, it may be a lesson to Mr. Russell, to Mr. Russell, drinking such an amount can cause you lots of problems. Oh, there you go. Drinking has got people into... So one guy's obviously drowned due to being drunk off of Bangalow 8 in Barangaroo. And another person here in court because he got drunk and punched somebody. But if you were eating the sandwich and watching Escape to the Country, you wouldn't have been punching anyone. Sinkhole repair to put motorway work back months. Not interested. Second Star Probe will open to public. Something about Star Entertainment Group. I couldn't be less interested. What degrees don't impart? Teens want teachers who enforce rules. Basically, that's a whole article saying that it seems that school kids like strict teachers that set boundaries. But really, surely that's the same with parenting. I think to myself, I think I've got a good daughter. I've got two kids. I've got obviously my autistic son. I've got no idea whether he's good or bad because it's like trying to establish whether an alien is good or bad. He steals food and occasionally does a wee on the couch, but I don't know whether I'd consider that bad. My daughter is very good. She's an excellent person, a very good human being. And that's because we've been as strict as fuck with her. And she gets a bollocking every time she steps a fucking millimetre out of line. And I think my job as a father is, obviously I want to be a nice father, but I would rather I bollocked her and she respected me for it than I was just letting her get away with things all the time, because it does make them into better humans. And I think that's what the problem is with the world. Next page, Harry problem not on the Wales's minds. Prince Harry's decision to contact the Prince and Princess of Wales privately after her cancer diagnosis may have signalled a thaw in fraternal relations. However, if the Duke of Sussex harbours any hopes of reconciling with his brother and sister-in-law during a return to the UK in May, he will probably be disappointed. Harry is hoping to attend a service at St Paul's Cathedral to mark the 10th anniversary of the Invictus Games, a sport competition he founded for wounded and sick service people. His travel plans have yet to be confirmed, but having lost his legal battle with the UK government over his right to automatic police protection, he's unlikely to be joined by Meghan or their children. The solo visit could therefore prove an opportune moment to build bridges with his brothers. They're just making up, aren't they? Because nobody knows. That is about half a page of made up stuff about people that they don't know anything about. Victoria Ward analysis of the royal family from Australia. She wouldn't have a fucking clue what's going on. Minister calls for new gas projects. Basically, the minister is calling for new gas projects. Resources Minister Madeleine King says new gas projects can help plug shortfalls in New South Wales and Victoria after a warning the states face supply deficits sooner than first thought. Excuse me. Oh, this is quite an interesting read. I won't read the whole thing to you. A guest walked into a hotel and wouldn't leave. His next room may be a jail cell. New York. So this is news about someone in New York. It's an interesting story. I read almost the whole thing until I got bored. On a June afternoon in 2018, a man named Mickey Barreto checked into the New Yorker hotel. He was assigned room 2565, a double bed accommodation with a view of Midtown Manhattan, almost entirely obscured by an exterior wall. For a one night stay, he paid $200.57. Basically, he found some loophole where the hotel had to offer him a rental agreement, something along those lines. Anyway, he ended up staying in the room, didn't pay any rent for 6 years, and then ended up getting a ruling in his favour, and then even going and getting the hotel was then, the deeds were put into his name, and then he tried to sue the hotel that he'd just essentially stolen for about 15, he tried to get about $15 million of owed money from them. It's a crazy story, but it did actually happen. It's quite interesting. Anyway, he faces court. I couldn't really give a fuck about it. I just thought it was an interesting story and the type of thing I think that should be in a newspaper, but I wouldn't really call it news. I'd just call it interesting stories from around the world paper. Russian missile violates airspace. Poland has demanded an explanation from Russia after one of its missiles strayed into Polish airspace during a major missile attack on Ukraine on Sunday, prompting the NATO member to activate F-16 fighter jets. It was Russia's third big missile attack on Ukraine for 4 days, and the second to target the capital, Kyiv. Maxim Kozyutsky, governor of the Lviv region, said on the Telegram platform that critical infrastructure was hit, but he didn't specify what was struck. No deaths or injuries were reported. Later, authorities said rescuers had put out a fire at a critical infrastructure facility in the Lviv region. Russia launched 57 missiles and drones on Ukraine in the early hours, including attacking Kyiv and the western region of Lviv. I'm presuming it's pronounced... Oh, no, it's Lviv, because it's a V. Kyiv is K-Y-I-V. Lviv is L-V-I-V. Kyiv's forces, meanwhile, are struck tourists. I'm not interested. Terror suspects face court with severe injuries. That's an article there about the men who did the shooting at the Moscow thing. It's all very weird, that, isn't it? I mean, who are these men? They just look like really poor men. And they were paid, weren't they, by somebody? Something about New South Wales police ministers need to go. Don't know what that is. Couldn't care less. Coalition MPs very quickly seem to be nuclear NIMBYs, not in my backyardies. What a principle free zone is. I can't be bothered. I'm not reading it because I will fall asleep. Smart design can end 10-year toilet backlog. And that's letters.
Hello, with a letter for you.
Bus shortage arrived on time. Not interested. Xi's big boom won't be economic. The West, over the past four decades, developed a Pavlovian response to any hint of economic slowdown in China. Just as Ivan Pavlov's dog would start salivating when he rang the bell for feeding time, Western investors and analysts would react to news of an imminent Chinese slowdown by excitedly preparing for massive government stimulus. Alas, their conditioning did not prepare them for China's new reality. They've been left salivating but disappointed time and again over the past couple of years, most recently at the month's National People's Congress, as investors watched breathlessly as Premier Li Jiang, now I say Jiang, it's spelled Q-U-I-N-G, Q-U-I-N, Q-U-I, Q-U, fuck off you penis, it's spelled Q-I-A-N-G, so it's Li Jiang, Jiang, I want to do that with my mouth, Jiang at the beginning. I don't know whether Ji is the sound for a Q-I, because if it was X-I, I would probably, if it was X-I-A-N-G, I'd probably go Ziang instead of Jiang. So I'd be interested to know if there's, if of the three people listening, if anyone's Chinese, can you let me know, please, how I pronounce the name Q-I-A-N-G? I think I might be wrong. Anyway, right, sorry, where was I? I haven't been smoking marijuana either. But that's the type of thing you would do if you had been smoking. You would just go on a big rambling tangent. Most recently at the month's National Press Congress, investors watched breathlessly as Premier Li Jiang read out his annual government work report. But he announced no major new economic stimulus. So prices on the Hong Kong share market dropped by 2.6%. Rather than the powerful post-COVID rebound the world had hoped for, the benchmark share market indices in Hong Kong and Shanghai both lost more than 30% of the value in 2021 to 2023. It's a super difficult time, fund manager Vivian Lynn Thurston of William Blair Investment Management told the South China Morning Post. China is the only market that's really struggling. Anyway, I don't think I can read any more of that. Time for karaoke, like his investor, to face his final curtain. It's 9:15 p.m. The bar smells of beer. It's 9:15 p.m. and the bar smells of beer and piss. The din surrounding me sounds so awful. It's as though my ears have been hate-crimed. A man I've never met and never want to is committing an act. He's talking about, obviously talking about maybe karaoke's dying. Great, never been to karaoke. There's two things I will never do. I will never ever do karaoke, and I will never go in fancy dress to a party. Reshuffle, no longer a chance to shred critical documents. Need to hide an embarrassing document. Want to avoid scrutiny. Public servants once could look to Sir Humphrey Appleby of Yes Prime Minister fame for tips and tricks. These days, the ways of avoiding inconvenient freedom of information FOI requests are numerous. A particularly useful event is a ministerial reshuffle, which can wipe out every FOI application for official documents of the minister held by himself. Not interested. Islamic State crush, think again. An IS affiliate group has claimed responsibility for the Moscow attack. The Western world should take note. For many, the threat from Islamic State ended in the dusty Syrian town of Baghouz in 2019 when the remnants of the organization succumbed to the US-supported Syrian Democratic Forces. Wasn't ISIS something to do? Like, wasn't it being sort of funded or something by the West, or there was some sort of link to that? But the attack on the Crocus City Hall in Moscow and Islamic State's claiming responsibility as a reminder of the group's strategic reach and ability to conduct mass casualty. Don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe anything that I'm told. I don't believe anything that I'm told. Oh, the US knew there was going to be an attack. Oh, there's going to be an attack on Moscow. There's going to be an attack on Moscow. Oh, there's been an attack on Moscow. Quelle surprise. Shortfall in housing will hit economy. NAB chief executive Ross McEwen has warned Australia's housing shortage could hamper economic growth and slow the inflow of migrants, calling it a critical issue in his final week at the helm of the country's second largest bank. I can't read any more of that. I'm going to fall asleep. Business as usual, McGrath to stay on despite agency sale talks. The McGrath real estate agency is obviously being sold, and McGrath says he's going to stay on as CEO, is it? Something about Trump hitting a $4.6 billion share windfall for, I think there was a business that he acquired. The Trump Media and Technology Group, I think there was a merger with some business. I don't remember who the business is. Do I care? No. Turn to the page. Win as Gordon sells up Wollongong site for $70 million. Never heard of Bermuda-based media veteran billionaire Bruce Gordon. Couldn't give a fuck. Couldn't give a fuck about a development site in Wollongong. Couldn't give a fuck about Wollongong. Couldn't give a fuck about developers. Couldn't give a fuck about anything to do with that. I don't know why it's in the newspaper. China spies could weaponize EVs. Oh, this is brilliant, this. China could use its electric cars to attack the West. Beijing could remotely stop electric cars manufactured in China on UK roads. Sounds like the stuff of dystopian nightmares, but this is the real world in March 24. British MPs have been warned that EVs could be jammed remotely should UK-China relations deteriorate significantly. But this shouldn't come as a shock. Electric cars, for all the praise they may receive from the politicians eager to burnish their green credentials, have become a sinister threat to the West. Consider how, just last year, warnings over were issued that Chinese tracking devices have been found embedded in the electronics of Downing Street vehicles. At the time, Sir Richard Dearlove, the former head of MI6, warned Chinese EVs could become the next Huawei. It all felt like something you might expect to read in a John le Carré thriller updated for the digital age. Oh, John le Carré. Or didn't he? Oh, how many? I really want to know how many secret lovers he had. Oh, I wonder if there's a news article in a previous paper that I could go and check to see about that. If this story was a spy novel, the device would have been planted by a daring mole within the government system. But this is the age of the Internet of Things, and yet another proof of what can be done simply by saturating your target country with products that contain a digital Trojan horse. Oh, yes, China's here. Oh, imagine being attacked by China. We've been attacked by China. What's happened? Oh, my car stopped. Oh, really? What happened? I had to get out and walk in the rain. Oh, devastating. Or your own government could switch off the electric cars because you've driven too far. You've gone outside of your 5-minute fucking whatever it's called, low emission zone or whatever that is. LEZ, low fucking whatever zone. Or your 15-minute city that you're part of. Oh, you've made too many incorrect comments on social media, so you've now been restricted. You can only do 3Ks in the next 7 days. You know, all that sort of shit. Don't tell me it's only fucking China doing it, you sack of shit. Lee rejects talks of crisis as IMF calls for reform. Chinese Premier Li Jiang has downplayed concerns about the economy and reassured investors that Beijing will step up measures for growth as the International Monetary Fund called for pro-market reforms. There's still space for the... Oh, I can't read it. It's going to make me want to fucking piss myself. Something about Trump and the shares. Something about writing things with pens. Something about heritage listing rejected for Seedler Design Synagogue. Waver, this is really riveting. Waverley Council has vowed to protect the Harry Seidler-designed Yeshiva College and Synagogue after the state's Independent Planning Commission found it should not be heritage-listed, opening the door to redevelopment. Great. And Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars is on tonight at 7:30. That's a new series. I'm excited about that. You could probably watch... Actually, you could watch Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars, I would imagine, having rolled a nice big reefer and made yourself a special new ingredient sandwich. That's the end of the Sydney Morning Herald. I'm now opening the anorexic 12 pages of utter nonsense. Watch, I'm going to get to it. It took 30 minutes to get through that other paper. Now I'm just going to whiz through and see if there's anything different in here. Watchdog needs help with police racism probe. That's about the probe for the Northern Territory. Remember the racist police people in the Northern Territory? They're asking for people to help with that, apparently. Not interested. EV does it. Bowen, PM grabs wheel. Anthony Albanese has stepped in to overhaul Labour's fuel efficiency standards plan amid concerned stakeholders are being carved out of policy negotiations across government portfolios and forced to sign non-disclosure agreements, banning them from speaking publicly. Not interested. Unions seek 5% minimum wage rise. Unions will push for an above inflation 5% increase in minimum and award wages for 2.9 million workers, exceeding the government's call to keep the rise in line with the consumer price index and more than doubling the amount supported by employers. Insisting the claim for a $44 weekly rise from July 1st was fair and reasonable, ACTU Secretary Sally McManus said the Fair Work Commission should increase hourly minimum and award wages by $1.16 to $24.39 or by $22.95 annually, $2,295 annually, or to $48,200 a year for a full-time worker. So minimum wage, they're saying, should be $48,200 a year. It's not much, is it? I don't know how you afford to do anything at that much money. Growing hearts, minds and hatred. Radical cleric, a Saturday school principal. Now, bearing in mind, this is obviously a very pro-Israeli paper, as we know. So on the front, you've got a Muslim Saturday school principal that is... So he said, a radical terrorism-backed Sydney cleric who described Jewish people as descendants of pigs and monkeys and urged people to spit on Israel so that Jews would drown. A Saturday school principal teaching Sharia to children as young as 5. So obviously those aren't nice things to say. And he looks like he's kind of... Well, anyway, those aren't nice things to say from anyone. But you can understand the anger towards the Jewish community that support the conduct of Israel. You can understand the anger because there is indiscriminate killing and no one in government seems to give a flying fuck about it. So you can understand why they're angry, and you can understand why in countries like fucking Palestine, which I'm going to say, you can sort of see why people would be pushed with such anger to do terrible things. That's why people do terrible things, because they've been pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. Warning on AI use in Indigenous education. I don't really know what that's about. Teachers have been instructed to consult Indigenous communities before using artificial intelligence to teach Aboriginal and Islander history and culture due to bias and inaccuracy. The first curriculum advice for the teaching and use of AI issued by the Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority cautions teachers against and students using AI... teachers against and students using AI to generate Indigenous art. The advice released on Monday singles out Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander history and culture, which must be taught across every subject area, in a warning to educators that AI can easily generate deep fakes and biased information. Okay, I don't know what it's getting at. Story about a family who the wife is from Scotland, the husband is from Adelaide, they've got two kids, and she's going to have to leave the country because when they were going through the online application for her visa, it sort of shut off and submitted her application before the whole thing had been completed, and then she hadn't noticed in her spam a rejection letter, and she'd missed the cutoff because they didn't know that there was a rejection letter in the thing, that she'd missed the cutoff to appeal the rejection. Is that newsworthy? It's a bad story, but it's not newsworthy, is it? Is there an answer? No, it's just a story, which is fine, but it's not news. Terror preacher, not interested. Need help in the NT, not interested. Ombudsman fires shot at Andrews, not interested in Dan Andrews. I'm not going to read it, so I fucking hate him. Privacy boost to put kids at risk. Child abuse investigators are bracing for expanded encryption on Facebook and Messenger to have crushing impacts that may be disguised by a rise in meaningless tips that lead nowhere. Don't know what that means. Tech giant Meta revealed in December it had begun a global rollout of default end-to-end encryption for messages and calls across its Facebook and Messenger platforms, but would not detail progress in individual countries. While privacy advocates welcome the move, crime-fighting agencies and charities said it would have a devastating effect on the ability to detect and prevent child abuse. Hetty Johnston, founder of child protection organisation Braveheart, said investigators expected a sharp decline in actionable leads originating from Meta about offenders sharing child abuse images. Don't know what the answer is there, because I like the idea of encryption and privacy, but I don't like the idea of child abuse. But that is how they get to roll out all of their little plans. It's just to throw in all, but what about the child abuse? Tens of thousands more scammers found on Meta sites than rival X or Reddit. I read it, can't be bothered to read it to you lot. Musk joins Smith in Stoush over ABC fact check. Billionaire Elon Musk has commended the work of fact check... Billionaire Elon Musk has condemned the work of fact checkers and accused them of tyranny after prominent Australian businessman Dick Smith claimed the RMIT ABC fact check unit published a report that is full of lies about nuclear energy. Mr. Smith said he would take defamation action against the ABC if it was not corrected. On Monday, Mr. Musk responded to a Sky News Australia article shared on his platform X that explained Mr. Smith's disgust over a fact check about his comments related to nuclear power. Mr. Musk replied to a post by US columnist Michael Schellenberger that said one of the government's main fact checker groups has been caught spreading misinformation about renewables and nuclear, Mr. Musk commented. Having government fact checkers is a giant leap in the direction of tyranny, which is right, even though he might be the devil. He is right. Something about the Attorney General, something or other, it's about the old chief, whatever. I can't even be bothered to read it. 4-year terms, backed, but only just. So boring, can't even be bothered to read it. Immigration not on target to drop. That's basically immigration isn't going to drop. Trainee GP slide eases, but incentives needed. There are early signs of an uplift in medical registrars signing up to be GPs as doctors lobby the federal government to widely roll out incentives for young medics to take up training places. Great. And a lot of them come from overseas, I think, because England is constantly complaining that it loses all of its doctors. And every time I go to a hospital or a medical centre, they're always English. And you can't blame them. Use $1 billion fund to kickstart social housing for youth. They're saying about a $1 billion pot of money sitting ready to be spent could be spent on basically homing homeless young people, and I think that's a great idea. PM has a problem in history, so not interested. I'm nearly asleep. Faith Bill hasn't a prayer unless secrecy ends. Anthony Albanese, I can't be bothered. If it starts with Anthony Albanese, I'm not reading it. No gay sex, drink or divorce, or you'll be sacked, teachers told. Basically, teachers in some Christian schools risk the sack if they get drunk, have sex outside marriage, are gay or get a divorce under lifestyle clauses. Now, obviously, if it's a Christian school, then it should be... it should be non-judgment. But on the other hand, if you're going to work at a religious school, you've got to expect to do what the religious school wants. In the same way that you've got to think, do I want to go and work at a Jewish school? Not that you'd get a job at a Jewish school if you weren't Jewish, but do I want to go and get a job at a Jewish school? And you have to think, oh, well, what's that going to mean I need to do, surely? Getting tired. I'm going to fall asleep in a minute. New guy for uni's PM backs proposal. Oh, there's a big crease in the page. Maybe it means don't read it. Dentist facing ban over failed drug tests and cocaine charges. Apparently this is newsworthy, that a dentist is facing a ban because he's failed to do drug tests and he's had cocaine charges. I don't care. If a dentist did cocaine the night before he treated me and he fixed my tooth, I wouldn't give a shit. Champions of Freedom join forces to launch solidarity campaign for detained journalists. Oh yeah, I find this is quite interesting. Bogus charges from a paranoid regime, the sudden loss of freedom, the fear of an extended prison sentence, and the overriding concern that nobody in the outside world really cares. Pretty much everything detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich is experiencing and feeling right now, these four Australians know all too well. Their stories differ. They're all journalists that have been held in China. But I guess, I don't know, what would be worse? They could be held in China or they could be killed in Israel and Gaza by the IDF. How many journalists have been killed trying to cover the Gaza conflict? Network 10 boss in email blunder. Network 10 boss Beverly McGough has been involved in an embarrassing email blunder in which she thanks staff from programmes including... Yeah, I'm not interested. It's not news, it's bollocks. Election backlashes leader taken out. Not interested. Something about the guy that punched the person when he was drunk at the whatnot. Tributes flow for one of League's writing greats. Someone about a man who wrote things has died at the age of 81. That's exciting. Person, something about a guy that murdered a 9-year-old girl. Endless war looms for Israel. I can't be bothered. That's it. I can't be bothered. It's 40 minutes. Fucking forget it. Forget it. It's so boring. Oh, I'm all tired. I want to go to sleep. Oh, shit, wasn't it? Oh, I'm going to press the hang up button. Thanks. Bye.